welcome to another edition of Twat Tech Radio. Today I'm your host, Doss Man, and today I'm going to be talking about projectors. I recently acquired one at the local university used warehouse where they auction off and have things for sale that are no longer needed by the university, anything from furniture to computers to random lab equipment that's being thrown out. And they had some cheap projectors there that were of reasonable quality. This one will do take video in, and it'll take VGA in and do 600x400 resolution. It'll kind of accept 800x600 also, but it kind of cuts off some of the pictures. So anyway, fun little toy. And so I started looking around for interesting things to do with it. There's been a number of articles recently, I think, in some of the different places like Hackaday and stuff about something called projection bombing. And basically, this is projecting stuff on the sides of skyscrapers in the middle of downtown urban environments and on the sides of buildings and stuff. And pretty much, you lose all your color depth at that, but you still can do a contrast, a black and white contrast, and get pretty good results from what I've seen. And so there's some interesting things, but I was looking a little bit more practical use. I took it to Nauticon here, and didn't really, had some loose plans to use it, and didn't really work out so well. We had it hooked up to one of Zach's Commodore 64s for people to play with, and that was cool. But one thing I did acquire at Nauticon, the Hacker Foundation had these huge 4x8-foot whiteboards that they just needed to get rid of, and so I got one of those for $10. So got that home. I was like, yeah, it's a projection screen. And of course, we had a trailer with us, which is the only reason why I was able to take that from Cleveland back to Indiana. We had our first test run this weekend with this, setting it up in the neighborhood. Basically, what I'm doing in my little apartment complex, we've got, I don't know, about 100 apartments in this area, in this complex, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of outside of campus. Of course, people that might not be aware, I live in a college town in Bloomington, Indiana, and my neighborhood's kind of quiet for a college neighborhood. Of course, it's the end of the springtime right now. Summer's getting ready to start, and all the kids are graduating and moving out. So the only people we've got left are the calmer people, married couples getting the PhD or whatnot here. And unfortunately, I'm not doing anything. I just live here, whatever. I'm just a local. But anyway, I just thought it'd be cool to use this as a way to bring people together in our little neighborhood and get an easy way to get people to meet one another, meet your neighbors and stuff. So basically, I was just going to do like a weekly or monthly movie night and have it on the side of the building here. This projector screen that we got, or this whiteboard, we my friend George and I set this up, and we hung it from my second story window. We've got these four long buildings, and each apartment has a second story, and so I threw some ropes out to set my second story bedroom window, and strung up the projector, or the whiteboard, I mean, and So we hung that up, and then I just ran some extension cords out from my first story out to the projector, and had it projecting on the side of the building, and just ran some pretty basic stereo equipment for some sound. And some interesting issues came up. It was just a test run. I just had a couple of friends there to watch, and a couple of things to look out for. The reflectivity of the screen is a big concern. And we found, unfortunately, when you're shining a projector on a whiteboard, it was so reflective you could actually see the light coming out of the lens, not just the screen itself. There's like a big, like a lamp, like there's a lamp shining right in the middle of the screen. And the only way we could really fix this was just to throw a white sheet over the entire whiteboard, and which worked well enough. Really didn't give all that good of a contrast. Kind of removed some of the contrast, but it was still a very good picture, I would say, in my humble opinion. So the couple other issues. We had a little bit more trouble than I expected just stringing the projector up. I think next time I'll probably have something on some pulleys and something and have it thought out a little bit more in advance. The whiteboard actually wanted to, we had it strung up with like on both ends. Like I drilled some holes in the top two corners and ran a, George had some thick wire that we used to make kind of like a picture frame hanging, like you put on the back of a picture frame. Then, of course, that didn't work because the thing wanted to cave in and wanted to bring the corners together. So I had a stick of wood that was about 8 feet long that we used to basically hang the whiteboard from. And then we attached the rope to the block of wood. And this was like a 2x2, 8 foot long 2x2. And that worked pretty good. We ended up drilling three holes, one in the top two corners, one in the middle. And that prevented the whiteboard from wanting to bow in the middle. And then kind of just put two screws at right angles to each other and use them to do kind of a figure eight knot with the rope. So you didn't have to really tie a knot. Just wrap it around the two screws really good. And that was kind of cool. Some other issues that we encountered. If you're doing an outside, like a neighborhood projector for like your neighborhood, of course, in our neighborhood, there's every 10 feet, there's like a porch light. And random people, I occasionally forget to turn my porch light off. Like, say, if I've got a pizza ordered or something, and the guy comes and delivers the pizza, I forget that I've got the light on for him. So you've got to get your neighbors to turn their lights off. And another thing, in this, the way our apartments are lined up, they're like four long Lincoln logs laying side by side, and about every other one has all the air conditioning units all in that alleyway. And although this particular, the spot where we set it up was probably the preferable one out of the entire apartment building or complex, because it was nice and spacious. There were some trees and plants around and stuff. There's a lot of a big grass courtyard. But, I mean, just all the AC units running kind of drowned out our sound. And the ambient light, there was a night light in the corner that was kind of, I don't know, we still had a good, reasonable picture, but our contrast could have been improved in the picture, better contrast if we could have had that light off. So that's a couple of things to consider when you're doing this. The other, there's actually also, back to the screen, there's quite a bit of tech that goes into some of these screens. I know they make some pretty expensive ones, and there's some information on the internet about do-it-yourself projector screens, and there's like different thoughts, different kinds of materials, different amounts of reflectivity, different colors and stuff. So, I don't know, there's plenty of research you can do on that, but I mean, we just tossed a bed sheet over a whiteboard, and that worked fairly well. That was pretty much all we did. Another thing, the next time I'll definitely have a louder audio system. I thought when you're watching something in your house, I kind of did a pre-test in my apartment, and my audio, I've just got a what brand is that? A PC speaker I use for a stereo for my TV stereo. And it's kind of cheesy, but it works. Harman Kardon, that's what it is. And it's got those little strange wine glass-looking speakers that someone gave to me. And it's plenty loud in my small living room, where all the sound's trapped in the room. But when you go to an outdoor theater type thing, you lose a lot of your audio, so you need a louder sound system than what you would expect. So that was something I thought was interesting. So I've got actually a couple of car speakers and a box and an amp. Actually, the Geeks Unleashed audio system will probably be getting pulled out and used for this application for a while. So that's some thoughts if you're going to do something like this. I started talking to the apartment manager about this. And I didn't actually talk to the manager. I talked to someone else that was going to pass it on to them. So hopefully we'll get like an officially sanctioned movie night or something, you know, so they'll advertise it for me or help me advertise it and make it a cool neighborhood event, you know. And So, anyway, that's what I had to talk about today. Projectors and different things, and using them as a tool to bring your neighborhood together, and, some other things to be concerned about. Now, obviously, there's this, so if you're showing movies and stuff, I don't have any problems with that. I think that's cool, but there's, they get kind of antsy about, you know, public showing of movies. Well, this is private property, this entire complex, and everyone here is friends or knows each other, so, you know, there shouldn't be any problem legality-wise, you know. As long as you don't have it set up to where random strangers or random foot traffic coming down your street's going to, like, show up and start parking lawn chairs in front of this, you know. I don't think you're going to have too many problems. Of course, always check your local laws, listings, and such, and get appropriate permissions as necessary for doing something like this in public, or not in public, but in a open area outside of your house. This is not something you do in public, it's private property, but, you know, it's outdoors, it's kind of fun. So anyway, cool, that's what I had to talk about. I'll have some notes in the on the site for some links and stuff you can check out. For projection screens and other information on do-it-yourself home theaters and stuff. So, anyway, this is DOS Man, and this has been Twat Tech Radio.